always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. Supreme Court today will hear arguments in Donald Trump's appeal of Colorado kicking him off the primary ballot.
The oral argument will last at least an hour and 20 minutes. It could go on longer if the justices desire. Veteran court watchers will be hanging on every one of their questions to sense the direction the justices might be heading. But most experts figure this conservative-leaning court would be loath to uphold a decision that strikes Donald Trump's name from the ballot. There's no telling when the high court might announce its decision.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Republicans torpedo the compromise bill on border policy reform, so Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer today will call for a vote only on military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. Two police officers shot and wounded in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, at a house that was later set on fire. The officers had gone there on a report of an 11-year-old girl being shot. Authorities say at least six people are unaccounted for after the fire. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. Four two-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas, Utah, have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this was going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucks are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler, with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
1670 AM, The Zone. Sure, she'll stop farming when pigs fly. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, part of the cat's out of the bag when it comes to Top Chef coming to Wisconsin. That's a very popular food show on the Bravo Network. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's been working closely with their producers, and now they're starting to give us a few more details on the premiere coming up in March. That's one of the tidbits I've got for you on a Thursday morning. Come on in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke, so glad to have you along with us. This weather is going to be downright crazy today. Now, I do have to tell you, as we warm up, we do have just a sliver of a chance of severe weather in our forecast, probably for this afternoon. Cloudy skies, 53 are expected high. Some areas could get even warmer than that. This afternoon, we've got a pretty good chance that we're going to see some precipitation. And like I said, National Weather Service says maybe even a sliver of a chance of severe weather. More on that with Stu Muck in a moment. Cloudy sky, actually mostly sunny on Friday, 47. Saturday, partly cloudy, 36. Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, partly cloudy and 36. Monday, 39 degrees. And we stay pretty much in the upper 30s, low 40s until the end of next week. Like I said, Stu's got more weather on the way. Stephanie Hoff made the trip up to Stevens Point yesterday to see what was happening at the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Conference. She's got a report for us, and we're catching up with Andy Fauman, one of the broker analysts with EverEgg. He'll join us live this morning and give you perspective on what's happening in the marketplace. Lots to talk about. Stick around.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
There's something special and brand new happening at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke telling you to go to the store for this in-store experience. Corner of Nesbitt Road and Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. This is a brand new, locally sourced, procured and developed brat that Bavaria Sausage has exclusively. And let me tell you, it's fantastic. It is a special Berkshire brat. When I say Berkshire, I'm talking about the breed of hog that they used for this brat. And it is fantastic. Right now, you can go in, try it yourself, taste test it, share it with your friends, your family. But remember, limited supplies of this special Berkshire brat. So head in today, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. Not available online. Enjoy the old world flavor of this special Berkshire brat at Bavaria Sausage.
Healthcare has surfaced as a dominant theme for Wisconsin farmers in this legislative session. Wisconsin Farmers Union is one of the state's farm organizations that is pushing lawmakers to make some changes. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Specifically, Farmers Union is asking the state to expand badger care by accepting federal Medicaid expansion dollars. More than 40 other states have signed on, and they want Wisconsin to join in. With this expansion, Wisconsin Farmers Union Policy Coordinator Michelle Ramirez-White says affordable health care can reach more farmers.
It's definitely been a renewed focus for us. We're here to support SB 717, AB 746, which is a Badger Care public option bill. So it's expanding the basic health plans available in our state insurance market. We see public options and expansion of public options as the avenue that we want to support in expanding quality health care in Wisconsin. So we're very excited to support this type of legislation.
One of the farmers advocating for Badger Care expansion is Dylan Bruce. He and his wife operate Circadian Organics and Driftless Seed in Ferryville. Because farming is such a unique occupation, he doesn't qualify for Badger Care. And because he's got a pre-existing condition, he's got to pay for expensive insurance.
Farmers are definitely in a unique position when it comes to health care. First of all, we're self-employed, and so we're not going to have easy access to health care through an employer. And actually, that's one of the things that drives a lot of farm families to get off-farm jobs so that they can access insurance, retirement benefits, etc. And we do have the public option of Badger Care in the state, but it has pretty stringent requirements. And in the case of a farm where your income might fluctuate year to year, even seasonally within the year, you can be eligible and then not eligible for Badger Care on and off. And so it's really difficult to access kind of comprehensive care. For myself, I'm really passionate about this issue because I was diagnosed in 2020 with Crohn's disease. So I have a pre-existing condition. I have medicine that I have to take every month, likely for the rest of my life. On a cash basis, that medicine costs $7,500 a month. There's no way that I can afford that, right? So I am locked into buying insurance. I have to have insurance to afford the medicine that keeps me healthy, keeps me alive, keeps me out of surgery. And that, medicine is qualified as a specialty medicine. It's a specialty prescription. And so I can't even get an average healthcare plan. Badger Care would cover it very well. I can't access Badger Care because my household makes a little bit too much money just over that threshold, right? So that's why the expansion is important, is to let more people come in. I have to buy such an expensive plan in order to be able to afford my medicine. So it's not even that I'm, going to the doctor all the time. I just have to have that medicine on a monthly basis. And it's such a huge stressor for us. It's our second largest expense every month after the mortgage is insurance plus the premium on my medicine. And that's without even rarely visiting a doctor, So this is something I care a lot about.
Do other farmers in your circle, in your chapter, do they experience similar issues?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of luck of the draw, right? So there's definitely other folks in our chapter. We talk about healthcare fairly often as a policy issue for farmers. Farming is hard on your body. And so even folks that don't have a pre-existing condition or some acute issue they're dealing with, you get over time, you get to retirement age as a farmer, you're going to need robust healthcare that's available in rural spaces and places. And so it absolutely is an issue for a lot of other farmers, particularly around the fluctuating income and driving people to have off-farm jobs, driving people to say, I no longer have enough energy to keep my farm operating at its full capacity because I'm spending 10, 12 hours a day off-farm and can't get to those chores on time, whatever it might be. So it's absolutely an issue for a lot of folks.
So the first step would be to expand Badger Care by taking advantage of the federal offer. The second piece of this legislation then would create a actual health care plan under Badger Care. Can you speak to the details of that?
Yeah, so the public option for Badger Care is kind of like, if you put yourself in the shoes of somebody like me, who we don't make a lot of money, but we are just make enough money to not be eligible for the regular Badger Care program. This legislation would basically make it that when we are going on the marketplace to choose our insurance plan, one of those options would be Badger Care, which I think... I see that as a lot better because there's not the conflict of interest of it being a private company that's trying to maximize profit out of my health care. So the Badger Care expansion will bring more money into it, make it more affordable for people who are already would be eligible for Badger Care, maybe be able to expand the requirements there. And then the public option is really treating it like regular insurance and not just something that you have to be absolutely broke to be able to access.
And on that note, he recognizes that some growers may see Badger Care as a handout, but he doesn't.
I think the sad reality for a lot of us as farmers is that social services do become important being in rural places, whether it's, Badger Care or other options. This isn't a handout in the sense that this is something that's funded by us, by the people. And so it's maybe, you could look at it as a handout, but I would like to think of it as a handout from me to my neighbor and from my neighbor to me. This is about us as a rural community. and looking out for each other. And so it's more than just being dependent on handouts or something else. You know, some of us as farmers, we're not taking a lot of money back to the bank, you know, at the end of the year. And so we need to be able to access healthcare as well. You know, I do think there's no reason that we shouldn't be taking the money that's available from the federal government. Our legislature has chosen to take money for other issues like broadband or other things. So they're kind of picking and choosing what they want and leaving some of us behind with that.
Dylan Bruce along with us. He's a farmer out of Ferryville and a Wisconsin Farmers Union member. He supports the organization's push to expand Badger Care. One of the lobbyists helping Farmers Union do this is Robert Craig. He's the executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin. He told me he's been working on this for a number of years, but there's a sense of urgency this time around. When he was speaking to Wisconsin Farmers Union members during their Capitol visit, he was fielding a lot of questions about hospitals cutting services and staff in rural Wisconsin. And he says expanding Badger Care may help rural health infrastructure stay afloat.
I mean, at the very least, how the healthcare system is set up in your community is irrelevant to you if you don't have a source of payment. And so I think you need to start with coverage, right? Everyone should be able to get affordable coverage that takes care of themselves and their families and have some place to go to do it. I do think it helps rural healthcare if a lot more rural folks have coverage and therefore have a source of payment to pay for healthcare.
A comment from Robert Craig on some of the rural infrastructure benefits that could come with Badger Care expansion. Before him, we heard Dylan Bruce's story and comments from Wisconsin Farmers Union's Michelle Ramirez-White. These are some of the voices asking lawmakers to accept federal Medicaid expansion dollars to expand Badger Care. Again, health care for farmers, a major theme in this year's legislative session. This is an example of one solution that's been brought to the table by farm groups. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Almaz. Noon to 3 on Thursday, our guest is Keegan Kelly from Crack.com. Obscure sitcoms right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sorry about that, folks. A little technical glitch as we get rolling on a Thursday morning. Too busy paying attention to what's going on with the weather outside. That's where Stumacher Ag Meteorologist comes in with us on a Thursday morning. The temperatures that we're expecting today are going to definitely roll above average. That's the good news. The bad news, perhaps, is that we're looking at the possibility of maybe picking up a slight severe possibility of weather in the afternoon. Rainfall is what's on our mind right now. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist along with us. So we're going to get a little bit of rain today, I'm assuming. How much are you thinking at most, Stu?
At most, as I look across Wisconsin, especially about the southern half, a tenth of an inch or two. Yes, there is a severe possibility, especially in southwest and south central Wisconsin this evening. In that area, maybe some hail, maybe we'll have to watch it. We may wear the storm out a bit today, or the system out a bit today as it passes through, and that could limit some of the development tonight. What we're going to see is low pressure that's going to make its way northeastward through Minnesota, pulling a front up through Wisconsin, pushing it to the north and east through Wisconsin. That's going to bring some rain around. The rain this morning all the way up through Minnesota into western Wisconsin. Already in areas like Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, a little scattered light rains around. The rest of us will see that rain developing today and lasting into the evening and then drying it out. And believe it or not, getting cooler as we head toward the weekend. Daytime highs back into the 30s sound pretty likely. I'll have forecast details right after this.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Incoming! Don't worry, it's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever. Again, get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
All right, buddy, let's have those forecast details.
All right, well, we're in for a mostly cloudy day and some showers, first developing in the west and then later through mid and late afternoon further east and south. I expect to see temps today still do their best to push up to around or into the 50s. There may be some mid-50s in central Wisconsin, a little cooler to the south and east. Now I expect south winds 10 to 20. They'll even gust up around 30. That shower chance could be an evening thunderstorm, especially in the southwest. Overall, like I've said, rain amounts a couple tenths of an inch. Nighttime lows in the mid or upper 30s with the southwest winds gusting near 25 and 30. Mostly sunny, a little breezy Friday, starting to cool mid 40s. West winds gusting up toward 20 and 25. And mostly sunny Saturday, Pam, mid 30s. There's something almost normal with the northwest wind at 5 to 15. Mid or upper 30s look to stick around into early next week.
Well, that's not bad. That, like you said, that's about normal, hey?
Well, 29 or 30 is normal right now, so mid-30s is still above, but a lot closer than we've been.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Stu. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Stumacher, Ag Meteorologist with weather details that you've been looking for, huh? On a Thursday morning. I'll tell you what, look no further when it comes to what's happening in the dairy markets. Up before the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Andy Fulman, broker analyst with EverAg, on what he sees, and Stephanie Hoff with an update from the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Convention going on at Stevens Point just around the corner. Ag weather brought to you by Compere Financial, your financial partner, committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compere.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. Supreme Court today will hear arguments in Donald Trump's appeal of Colorado kicking him off the primary ballot.
The oral argument will last at least an hour and 20 minutes. It could go on longer if the justices desire. Veteran court watchers will be hanging on every one of their questions to sense the direction the justices might be heading. But most experts figure this conservative-leaning court would be loath to uphold a decision that strikes Donald Trump's name from the ballot. There's no telling when the high court might announce its decision.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Republicans torpedo the compromise bill on border policy reform, so Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer today will call for a vote only on military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. Two police officers shot and wounded in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, at a house that was later set on fire. The officers had gone there on a report of an 11-year-old girl being shot. Authorities say at least six people are unaccounted for after the fire. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 2-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas-Utah have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you, when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this is going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucs are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain showers likely today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered light rain, maybe a little snow as temperatures drop, our low down to 30. Tomorrow, scattered light snow, quite a bit cooler with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
It's a unique opportunity to ask your questions during the Earl Ingram Show on Friday, February 9th.
The United States Senator Ron Johnson is going to be joining us here in the studio. He's going to spend an hour as we have some open dialogue. Phone lines are going to be open. We'll take some phone calls.
Join Earl and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson Friday, February 9th. The Earl Ingram Show, mornings from 8 to 10, here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, "We're the comedians" line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're a comic. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Earl Ingram. It's Black History Month. I'm honored to welcome some special guests to talk about it. Professor Bob Harvey will be here this Thursday, February 8th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll discuss Black history like only Professor Bob Harvey can, and you can be part of the conversation too.
Don't miss the Earl Ingram Show with special guests throughout Black History Month here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on
your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Because I was the biggest Baltimore Ravens fan, because I knew that out for 2 weeks I would have to talk about Swifty and prop bets and stuff like that. So it has been a complete
I don't want to say hell. It's totally different than what I usually do on Super Bowl 2 week.
From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Crazy warm weather for the 8th day of February coming to the state of Wisconsin. 53 are expected high today. A sliver of a possibility we could see some severe weather depending on where you're going to be. There is also precipitation in the forecast this afternoon, but hopefully nothing real measurable, nothing like what they've seen on the West Coast. Glad you're along with us. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Don't forget our friend Andy Fallman from EverAg is going to join us live this morning and break down the marketplace, specifically as far as dairy, in just a moment. We've got more details from the Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention that wrapped up this weekend up in Green Bay. And Stephanie Hoff was in Stevens Point yesterday visiting at the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Convention. Stick around for all those details. I'm Pam Yonke. All right, so today is the 8th day of February. What can I tell you? Let's see, on this day back in 1879, Sanford Fleming decided we should be using time zones. He introduced what he called Universal Standard Time, which based their time zones on timekeeping. And it basically changed the way we look, at least at the United States, really around the world. Sanford Fleming started it all with time zones on this day in 1879. On this day in 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was founded. 3 years earlier, British General Robert Baden-Powell had founded the Scout movement in England, came to the United States on this day in 1910. On this day in 1960, the first 8 stars were added to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. On this day in 1971, the NASDAQ held its first trading day. I thought it was older than that, but NASDAQ actually started on this day back in 1971. We do have some happy birthdays this morning. Happy birthday to composer John Williams, 92 years young. He's, of course, one of those folks that was involved in Star Wars and some of those epic musical movements, 92 years young. Also, Nick Nolte, the actor, is 83. And can you believe it? It was on this day back in 2007 that Anna Nicole Smith passed away. And now you know. We know Wisconsin is a major player when it comes to potato production for not just the state, but the nation. They talked about that much more yesterday as Stephanie Hoff swung up to Stevens Point for the annual Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Convention.
That's right, Pam. Blair Richardson leads that organization out of Denver, Colorado. He says one of their top priorities is to combat misinformation about potatoes and spread the news that they are a healthy vegetable made for a balanced diet. And they're doing this by staying ahead of some emerging trends in the food industry.
So over the next decade, we're probably going to see more and more work going into what they call culinary medicine. And this is the government's interest in using fruits and vegetables, especially, but all foods, in a prescriptive way to help improve our diets. So if you have a health concern like diabetes or any other many issues that are out there, you can get a prescription that the food that they prescribe would be best suited for your particular diet needs. It's early in that, but we think it's going to be a very important part of our lives in the future, and so we're very involved in this. We are getting our Spud Lab certified to be a certified teaching center that we can teach doctors, nurses, other health practitioners how to use potatoes in their prescriptions that they in the future will be using with their customers.
Blair, these are smart people. So are you telling me that there's some misconceptions out there, even among our, you know, nutrition experts about potatoes?
There are a lot of misperceptions out there, and they come from a lot of different areas, and that's one of the primary things that we combat on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, as much as we want to believe that a doctor knows everything that we need to know about our health, they're only required to get a 1 week of training in any kind of food diet work during their careers. And so it's not something they really spend a lot of time on because they have to get a lot of experience in whatever their focus is. So usually when you ask someone about, you know, that's in a professional setting, you ask them about, you know, what should I eat, you'd hope they would have a little more training than a week. That's at their choice. You know, now the government is actually going to force more training and more expertise into the food world. And I think that's what we want to make sure, that the potatoes are fairly judged when that happens.
You know, another trend that Potatoes USA is staying ahead on is kind of social media misinformation and using artificial intelligence as a tool to spread the good word about potatoes. Tell me about your latest investment.
Well, we are working on creating a artificial intelligence system that will actually monitor, track what's happening on social media. So for Twitter, for example, what's the sentiment is about potatoes? You know, there's thousands of tweets or X response, whatever you call it now. thousands of tweets every day about potatoes. A lot of them are very just basic. You know, someone's says, I just made a baked potato and I loved it, or whatever it is. But some of them are misinformation that they say potatoes make you fat, for example, or potatoes are not good in if you have diabetes, which are these are scientifically proven to not be accurate statements. So we use the research that the Alliance for Potato Research and Education has been investing in for the past 15 years, and that body of evidence, plus all the other research that's out there about potatoes that we didn't, the industry didn't fund, to come up with an answer or a response to those things whenever there's something that's incorrectly stated about potatoes.
What's your overall message about staying on top of trends, like, for example, artificial intelligence or prescription diets, on why using those investments are going to be valuable in staying ahead of these trends?
Well, everything progresses and changes, and what we're trying to do is stay in front of what's happening before it happens or as soon as we're seeing it happen. It's tough because sometimes you're investing in things that maybe they don't come to be. But I think that in this case, you know, we're not just putting money into something that's not already there. We're trying to fight or come up with a solution for a need that we know we have, which is combating all this misinformation on digital media that we have no way of combating without an artificial intelligence system. And so until that, the idea of artificial intelligence became reality, there was nothing we could even do about it. It would take thousands of people to sit there in front of computer screens and interact with Twitter on a day-to-day basis. We just can't do it. Demand for potatoes is strong and has been strong. That has not changed. People want just as many or more potatoes this year than they have the last couple of years.
He says U.S. potatoes are in a good position right now as America's favorite vegetable. Blair Richardson, along with us, president of Potatoes USA. They're the marketing arm for U.S. grown potatoes. From the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association Convention in Stevens Point, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What physical traits enhance or detract from fed cattle values? Why do some sell for more or less than others? This topic and more are the focus of Producing Quality Beef Workshops. The Wisconsin Beef Council, Division of Extension, and the Department of Ag invite you to attend the free workshop February 20th at Monroe Equity Livestock Sale Barn beginning at 10 a.m. Space is limited, so RSVP today at beeftips.com or call 1-800-728-BEEF.
Well, absolutely no movement yesterday as far as barrel or block cheese was concerned, or AA butter. Not a lot of movement this morning as far as our commodities are concerned in Chicago. Right now, March corn is down a penny. December new crop down a penny at 472. March soybeans, they're currently trading up 2 cents. November new crop unchanged at 1171. July wheat's down 7.5 right now at 603 a bushel. March class 3 milk up a nickel right now, 1738 a hundredweight. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about the 2024 Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention that wrapped up last weekend in Green Bay. Want to give a shout out to their newly elected officers that are going to guide the FFA alumni in 2024. They include Grant Stoschek from Bondiwell as president of the Wisconsin FFA alumni, Nick Lowe from Stoughton, president-elect, also Chris Blank from Cashton is the vice president, and Bobby Joe Montgomery from Waupaca, the immediate past president. They are focused on fundraising. Why? Because the FFA in Wisconsin continues to grow. Tom Bressler, immediate past president of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation, says that's a looming challenge that's going to continue.
The neat thing is, in the FFA, it's all growth. We're getting more students. We're getting more excitement. The ag community is getting bigger and broader. But for the FFA Foundation, that means we need to do more and we need to raise more, because there's a lot more, not only to support the things that have already grown, but to promote more growth coming on. It's exciting. It's challenging. Sometimes it's frustrating because why aren't we getting more support out here? But it's exciting. That's the number one message, is this thing is getting bigger and bigger.
Tom Bressler, immediate past president of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation. I also want you to remember National FFA Week is on the horizon. We'll celebrate February 17th through the 24th. Not necessarily a lot to celebrate in the dairy complex these days. Up next, our friend Andy Fowman joining us from Everag, one of their broker analysts. Stick around for that.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Or the winter conferences, and if you want to find them online, just go to ever.ag. Joining us now live is Andy Fowman, one of the broker analysts, and let's start right away with cheese, Andy. Although it was lackluster yesterday in Chicago with no change on barrel or block cheese, or even AA butter for that matter, we have seen cheese moving a little bit. Tell me what's been going on. It's not been super dramatic, but it is kind of a sense of some change in direction, huh?
Yeah, good morning, Pam. I appreciate the time, and I would agree. It does feel like a sense of, it does feel like we're seeing some kind of a change taking place, right? So, since early September of last year, we basically slowly went from $2 down to about $1.40. And then I think the change really occurred was when we start to see a lot of volume trade. When you start to see a lot of volume trade like that and price basically start to go sideways, so not necessarily moving higher, but not necessarily moving lower at that point. And I think what that means is that buyers are telling us, hey, you know, like we're done letting the price go down. This price works. We'll take all you got. And so I think that was really the big signal for this market starting to actually make a bit of a change. I would agree. You know, price hasn't made as significant as a move as we've seen go down. That said, I think we are starting to see some fundamental shifts that would suggest we're starting to see some changes. So, yeah, no, I feel like the lows are more or less behind us here for a while.
Sweet. I'm happy to hear that. Who's turned into our biggest enthusiast buyer for these prices?
I think, you know, not surprisingly, but I think what we're starting to see, too, is, you know, our partners to the south in Mexico, you know, if you look at some of the things that would suggest that they're able to import more cheese, right? And that's a good thing for us. So, you know, they're strengthening peso with respect to the U.S. dollar. You know, basically, hey, they could spend more of their own currency on our cheese. So I'd say that's a good thing. I'll point to the most recent data point we have from Oceania and the global dairy trade. Their price in cheddar specifically. You know, they have options for other things, whole milk, powder, skim, butter, obviously, too. But their cheddar price, I mean, basically climbed back over $2 on a U.S. dollar equivalent. So, and that was this past Tuesday. So, again, you know, we're seeing inklings out of, you know, the like our international partners showing signs of life. And I think that's what we're going to see here this year is the, some of these, the cure for low prices being low prices. We got very competitive in the export market here over the last couple of months between, you know, our spot price. But also, too, what was interesting was our futures price got discount to basically every other price of the rest of the world. So, and that's really, in my opinion, the big indicator, right? I can understand the spot price being low, but when the futures price gets lower than the rest of the world, that tells the whole world that out forward were a deal and they should come here.
Yeah, and I'm digging that. That's some welcome news to our Wisconsin dairy farmers. Again, Andy Foman from Everag is along with us on this Thursday morning. Let's pivot just a little bit, but also keeping the theme going here, Andy. Dry whey, that's not a product we talk a lot about in Wisconsin, primarily because we, you know, it's not I guess, front of mind as far as Wisconsin manufacturers necessarily. What's shaken with the whey market? And also, can't ignore the upheaval weather is caused in California where a lot of the powder is put to the marketplace. What do you see there?
Yeah, no, I'll speak to the whey first. We're basically seeing, and remember too, for the class three price, dry whey, every penny per pound there equals approximately 6 cents in class three. Right. And so if we go from 40 cents to 41 cents, even if cheese sits and does nothing, you've just added 6 cents into your class three price. So it's important to remember because you know, that market, you know, it can be very, I don't know how to say it other than, you know, when it rains, it pours there. Right. When it starts to move, it really will move. But for a while there, we were just nothing. I mean, it was just dead. You know, it was basically 40 to 42 cents type trade. Very just static. But here recently, since the beginning of the year, I want to say, you know, we've seen whey go from low 40 to 41 cents up to as high as 52 cents. So adding that dime in whey, that added about 60 cents into the class three check, and that's a material amount. I'd say the big driving factors there are some of the higher protein stuff. WP, like some very high, like those, the demand there has been good and continues to grow. So I expect whey to be another driver in the class three price. I'd be keeping an eye on that market because it's been pretty hot here for a while. And I think it's going to continue to be that way.
Interesting equation. Yeah. I had not thought about the equation on its influence on class three. And now to California, that did all the torrential rain they picked up did seem to bolster our dairy for a brief moment earlier this week. What's going on out there, Andy?
Yeah, our hearts go out to them. I mean, we've seen this happen before, right? Where weather really can play a factor in California production. We were seeing the effects of that. In my opinion, at least for the last, call it year, or if you recall, they had a pretty substantial weather event. And I think what's going to end up, we're going to see if we see similar type results is pounds per cow per day start to go down. And on a general sense, right? And if you're familiar with the DRP program, you know, we saw pounds per cow per day really take a hit in California, California specifically. And I think that was in large part due to some weather events there too. So in my opinion, I think that's what we start to see. And obviously, yes, it can end up impacting some of the product prices, especially if they're not able to get their hands on the milk, right? Because from a break even standpoint, especially in that area, and certainly not screaming for growth, but that would be, I guess, the concern I would have is from a milk production standpoint. So do we start to see an impact on pounds per cow per day? That obviously, you know, can impact how much milk is available in that area.
I don't have a lot of time, Andy. Have you talked to anybody out there? I think about the feed that they've lost and the challenges of day-to-day operations.
Yeah, I know I haven't, not yet. I'm with you. I mean, I'm sure what we will start to hear and see is just, you know, stories about those types of challenges starting to play out on farm. And again, we've seen this one play out before, and I think what we're going to start to see is pounds per cow per day.
Yeah, I get you. Great to talk to you again, Andy. As always, I really appreciate it. Great content. Have a great Thursday.
Yep, me too. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Andy Foman, along with us from EverAg.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Today, you'll meet a guy whose life's work is battling crop pests. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. As an associate professor of crop entomology at the University of Arkansas, Rupesh Kariyat spends much of his work finding ways to defeat crop pests.
So I study how insects and plants basically talk to each other or communicate with each other with the long-term goal of finding sustainable pest management strategies so that we can control or manage this insect pest.
When Kariyat was a kid, his parents used to hate when he found insects and then brought them into the house. Now he can spend as much time as he wants with them and get paid for it. And Kariyat's work allows farmers to get paid for their work.
20% of the agricultural produce is lost even before it is harvested just due to insects. So that is the issue. How does our science or our lab actually helps with that?
It helps, says Kariyat, by finding ways to control crop pests without chemicals, for example.
Can we find sustainable pest management strategies by using plant resistance traits, traits that are inherently present in plants, and then use that or breed plants which are inherently better at defending?
University of Arkansas crop entomologist Rupesh Kariyat. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allwald. Noon to 3 on Thursday, our guest is Keegan Kelly from Crack.com. Obscure sitcoms right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments.